Well, Trump says he's doing it, Lee. Going for it. 25% tariffs on cars not made here. And this rapidly starts to get kind of confusing. Basically, say your car is made in Canada, but the parts were made in America, mm-hmm. right? If say 50% of the parts were made in America, but it's a Canadian car coming over the border, well, then the tariff is not 25%. It's 12.5. It's cut in half. So this thing is, it's, you know, it's not as simple as 25% off the top if it comes over the border. It depends on what products you made it with, where those products were from, where's the supply chain for those products and stuff like that. Cheryl Cassoni, though, reporting on Fox News this morning that cars made in America are expected to go up $3,000 on average. Cars not made in America are expected to go up in price $6,000 on average. And about 50% of the cars sold in America are actually made in America. One of the things that's going to be really interesting here, and this is kind of an unknown, at least I can't really find it anywhere. A lot of these automakers already have facilities in America. Like they may be importing some cars, but they've got assembly lines for others, and it's the same automaker. In other words, some are made in Europe, some are made here. And then the question becomes, how quickly can they expand their production lines here in America? How quickly can they build out supply chain in America for the parts? And do they bother is the next question. Because all of their opponents are going to get hit. You know, their competition, they're going to get hit with the tariffs too. And I opened the show with this morning. Here's my question. Okay, if I'm a Chinese... If I'm a Japanese auto executive, I'm talking to Donald Trump. Japan is about to get wrecked. Japanese car makers, Zero Hedge has this morning, face catastrophic profit hit from Trump's auto tariffs. You know, as Bloomberg notes, South Korea's Hyundai to Germany's Volkswagen to lesser extent America's own General Motors. Many of the world's most prominent car makers will soon face higher costs. And 46% of all new cars sold in the U.S. are imported. Japan's going to get hit the hardest with that because they have a really, like, you know, domestic auto industry. Okay. If I'm Japan, I'm on the phone with Trump. Here's what I'm saying. This is just me, okay? I'm not going to say this publicly. I don't want to piss the guy off. God knows what he'll do, right? I'm going to say to him, look, if you want me to move my production facility to America, I've got to be able to do the math. I've got to be able to figure out what are my costs. Can I profitably manufacture in America? And here's my problem. If Republicans don't win the 2028 election, Democrats are going to come in. They're going to sign another executive order first day, and they are going to go to war with me. They're going to cause a bloodbath. Sir, that was your words to describe what Democrats were doing to the auto industry with their executive orders mandating that automakers make electric vehicles instead of, you know, gas-powered vehicles. You called it a bloodbath if you weren't elected. Well, sure, you're only going to be in office 4 years. It's going to take me 5 years to roll my facility over. Can you guarantee me Democrats will not bankrupt me in 28? It's what I would ask. That would be my first question, Lee. My second question to Trump, and I don't know how he's going to get past this. This is my second question, would be this. You just oversaw a loss of 80,000 manufacturing jobs in the United States of America because of energy prices, largely due to the Democrats. Now, I know you're doing a lot with energy. You just signed an executive order to go back to, you know, using clean coal. But we just saw Joe Biden put all of these energy sources off limits. In other words, it froze the permitting process. So natural gas that we should be in the exploration phase for, those permits are frozen. You're not going to have a supply of energy for me in 5 years. Democrats come back in, it's not going forward. I don't even know what I manufacture with. I can't figure out my energy prices. I can't figure out my energy costs. It's impossible. Democrats come back in. I mean, the goal under Joe Biden, 0% coal use by 2030. When Obama took office, Lee, coal was 40% of our energy mix. This is why energy prices, I mean, Lee, under Joe Biden, energy prices went up 29%. And I would say if I was the CEO, I'd say to Trump, look, I'd love to move, but you got to do something for me, bud. You got to help me here. And the first thing I'd point out is this. I would point straight to the Republican leadership in the Senate, because this article in The Hill was devastating this week. And it's John Thune, Lindsey Graham, and all of them telling Trump they don't have time to pass his agenda. Three big bills he needs. One's a budget bill. The other one is an energy bill. So we would get the coal so we can compete with India and China and Mexico, which is using coal to cheaply manufacture cars. You guys gonna run the energy bill through? Oh, John Thune says he's too busy. GOP leaders won't pass your energy bill, sir. So not only that, not only do I not know my energy costs because the Democrats might win in 28, Republicans won't even move your energy plan. What do you say, sir? I'd love to move. I can't. So you want to talk about who's sabotaging right this right now? Number one, John Thune, GOP leader in the Senate. And here's the other problem, Lee, and I want to see what you think of this, because I know you know a lot about the subject. Here's the other problem that we have right now is all of those natural gas permits that we need for the next generation of natural gas, where we should be exploring right now, were put off limits by Joe Biden, okay? Yeah. The way federal law works, he can do that executively. It takes a new law to reopen them. Trump can't do it executively. So right now, the thing we need to win this trade war, which will, I agree with Trump, be a bumper crop for American manufacturing, we need John Thune to get off his butt and move that energy legislation.
Yep.
That's what we need. And if I was a Japanese automaker, I'd say, sir, your own party won't even move energy legislation. I just read in The Hill that they're so busy, they may not even, you know, July at the earliest, but that's not going to happen. It's probably going to go into the fall. They've been in office 3 months. They've done nothing. I'm going to tell you why. I'll just stop here. But bottom line is, these guys are Bush era recruitees of Karl Rove, where it was thought to be smart to deliberately export American manufacturing that started with Daddy Bush so that we could operate as a trade block, Mexico, North American trade block. That we would begin, if we could erase America's borders and export the manufacturing, you could export the borders and the sovereignty, have open borders, and we would compete with Europe. They are still on that plan, and they are sabotaging Trump through energy, and holding up the energy legislation.
Yeah, I mean, you're right about that. That's a major concern, obviously, for any of the manufacturers that want to build new plants here. You've got to have the energy, and it's got to be electricity.
We don't have it right now.
They've either got to be able to purchase it
or
be able to build their own. and if you have that, then, of course, that increased the cost of that manufacturing plant there. But you're right. This is something that Republicans should be working on now. If you really are wanting to back the president, that's something that ought to be in the pipeline now, if you'll excuse the pun on energy.
Yeah, really. Now, if you remember something, people don't realize this. George W. Bush, his entire presidency, all 8 years, he was dedicated to locking up no oil drilling, no natural gas drilling, no permits. He was as bad as Biden. People don't realize that. It wasn't until the last 6 months of his, you know, that he started saying, hey, we're going to start allowing these permits. We are going to start drilling. Well, he got the ball rolling last 6 months for some reason. I don't know why. But Obama came and put the whole kibosh on the whole thing. So when Japanese correctly are looking at this, and when other auto manufacturers, even European ones who can move here, are looking at this, you're going to say, Mr. President, your party is not going to provide me with the energy I need. I read The Hill. Show me you can move legislation. Well, shoot, they don't even have any in the House right now. Although Mike Johnson at least is open to it. And this is a major problem. And you know what we need to do? We need to educate people on this. We need to use X and massive pressure to begin putting the pressure on John Thune, on Lindsey Graham, on Tim Scott, who is utterly AWOL right now, on everything. I don't even know where that guy is. I don't even know what he does. Nothing. AWOL. While John Thune snickers at Trump and plays the Paul Ryan role. Oh, us? No, we don't have time. Sorry about your little agenda there. And by the way, Lee, if they can run it to the fall, right? If they can delay to the fall, then they will start saying, well, we're headed into midterms. I mean, we can't do anything controversial.
Yeah, that's always the excuse. And it's like, you know what? If you don't do something controversial, then you're going to alienate your base. And guess what? You're going to lose an election.
That's the goal. Because that is the goal. And they feel like we can finally wash Trump era populism out and go back to globalism.
And well, I'm just telling you, though, they do that, the Republican Party's dead. It's dead. It's gone. Because
that's what they're trying to do. They'd rather be a minority party.
We'll say, we're done with you. We'll find something else. And you know, they're not going to go vote Democrat, but they'll run third party candidates and they'll dilute the Republican base vote and you get Democrats elected. That'll be the result.
But there's one thing I've learned, Lee. It's one thing I've learned. You do not bet against Donald Trump, okay?
No.
5 criminal cases, 700 years in prison this guy was facing, and he was at his second lowest approval ratings ever, and that was 15 months ago. So that's one thing I'm on. You don't bet against Donald Trump, but this is the main problem he's having right now. And let me tell you what, John Thune gave that interview to The Hill this week as a signal to automakers, knowing this was coming, to signal to manufacturers. He's trying to force them to move to the U.S. with these tariffs. Thune saying, I can't offer you guaranteed energy in America. So sorry. Might want to stay at home. Just stay where you are. Yeah, we don't want manufacturing. I'm a Bush guy.